You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. And by Dr. Michael Sulo Art, regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States. Visit his gallery at the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. Call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, we have returned guest from the Mystic River Chorale. Director Frank Martignetti is here. Welcome back, Frank.
Thanks, Mike. Great to see you.
And the president of the organization, Dr. Michael Sulo, is here. Welcome back.
Nice to see you again, Mike.
Nice to have you both back. We have had Mystic River Chorale with us on several occasions, and it's always great to have them back, find out what's going on and what's new. And in this case, what has been? Frank, you've had a busy season. Tell us about what's been up.
We began our performance season this year with a performance of the Brahms Requiem at Harkness Chapel at Conn College this past January, and you're about to hear a segment of that performance right now. Instead of using orchestra, we used the massive pipe organ at Harkness Chapel, along with timpani and vocal soloists, to give a very different sound to the familiar piece.
All right, well, we'll listen to that now. This is a little bit lengthy, so we'll listen to as much as possible, and then we'll fade out and be back with more of the Mystic River Chorale.
Thank you.
Beautiful music as provided to us by the Mystic River Chorale, and that performance was back in January, I believe. Is that right, Dr. Michael Sulo?
Yes, it was. And it turned out to be probably one of the most beautiful that we have performed in the 5 or 6 years that I've been involved, and even before that. And I think that's actually when Frank first brought that to us, I was a little doubtful because it's a very challenging thing. Mm-hmm. And the members of the chorale worked hard, really hard. And then we also had Matt Phelps, who was a terrific organist, who picked up on the background where it should have been a much fuller background, but
right.
He did a wonderful job on it. And then we had Patricia Schulman mm-hmm. and John Dominic, who were the soloists, and they really added a tremendous amount to it. But I really got to give credit to Frankie and the members of the chorale, who went way out of their way, studied extra time, mm-hmm. put extra time into it, and he nursed the parts that were weak. And it came out as, and many people afterwards had come to me, and even since, and said, you know, that was the best that I've heard you.
That's great. Well, and as I understand, a very enthusiastic audience, right?
It was really special. I mean, in the chorale, we had members who were singing the piece for the second or third or fourth time in their life, for people experiencing it for the first time. As Mike said, it's a really challenging piece. And it was really wonderful to watch that discovery process for the people newer to it and the deepening for the people who were familiar with it. And I think the audience was similar. We had people who knew the piece well and loved it, and people experiencing it for the first time. And it was great to see their reactions. I spoke to a lot of people I didn't know after the concert, and they were just thrilled and really touched.
Great. And we have one more cut from that concert?
We do. In addition to the Requiem, our chamber singers did a couple of pieces which actually set texts Brahms had also used in the Requiem. And this is an English Renaissance motet called I Heard a Voice.
Music. And Frank, I guess we would be remiss if we didn't mention that tonight, being Easter Sunday, there's a lot of beautiful music around, and the Mystic River Chorale is no exception to that. Last month you had a small event, which was kind of an open house type of thing. What was that, the end of March?
We gave a concert at Mystic Congregational Church, which was wonderful because it's right in the heart of the village where we rehearse, and the area that's the center of the community where many of our members live.
Uh-huh.
And we were able to present a bunch of pieces that we're going to do again in May with additional music to a mostly new audience, which was really wonderful. They were quite receptive. It was a great deal of fun.
Well, great. That brings us up to what's coming up. And as you mentioned, May, we'll talk about the date and time and place, but let's get to a piece of music from what's going to happen at that time before we take our break.
Certainly. When I started planning this program, Mike, it was a challenge of what do you do when you can do, you know, anything, any collection of short pieces you want. And the concert ended up being called How Can We Keep From Singing? And these two pieces are really emblematic of the concert as a whole. It's a collection of music for choir from five different centuries and about eight different countries.
Wow.
A really diverse array of music. And here we have two American pieces. We have the American hymn, How Can I Keep From Singing? And we have the African-American spiritual, Every Time I Feel the Spirit. Both are performed here by the St. Olaf Choir, one of the best college choirs in the nation.
Okay.
Yes, we also should thank Reverend Allberg for allowing us to come into the Congregationalist Church, and
Kathleen O'Byrne, who's one of our members who is very active there, who helped arrange the performance.
Excellent. All right, we'll listen to these two pieces, then take a short break and be back with more of the Mystic River Chorale.
All things are mine, seems I The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
Regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States and Europe, Dr. Michael Sulo is one of the most creative artists of the 21st century. His paintings hang in private collections all over the world and are fast becoming one of the biggest collectibles of our time. Dr. Sulo's gallery is in the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. There he teaches oil painting, sculpture, and fresco painting. Students taking these classes will be introduced by demonstration and hands-on experience to techniques not usually taught in American schools of art. Artists will learn the process used by the masters and explained through step-by-step demonstration. Dr. Sulo is also available for commissions, lectures, and private lessons. Visit his website at drmichaelsuloart.com or call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. We are with the Mystic River Chorale, listening and enjoying music brought to us by the director, Frank Martignetti, and the Mystic River Chorale president, Dr. Michael Sulo. They're both here and filling us in on what's new and exciting. And we have a concert coming up that Michael will ask you to tell us about.
Well, it'll be called How Can We Keep From Singing, and it'll be Friday, May 6th at 7:30 p.m. at the Harkness Chapel in Icahn College.
Beautiful. The beautiful Harkness Chapel. You forgot that part. The beautiful Harkness Chapel. And that's Friday evening. That's a little unusual for your group, right?
Yes, it is. I don't know. Have we ever had a Friday concert?
I don't remember one. We've had Saturday evening. Generally, we try to do Sunday afternoon, but we're trying to avoid other performances in the area, and also Mother's Day.
Uh-huh. So this is Mother's Day weekend, I guess.
I believe so.
So Friday night, nice Mother's Day treat. Take her out early for dinner, Friday evening early dinner, and then be at Harkness for 7:30 and have
Perfect.
A wonderful night.
Sounds good to me.
Sounds like a great deal.
And if you want to buy your mother tickets, the number is 860-460-1487.
And the website to go to for more information?
The website is mysticriverchorale.org.
mysticriverchorale.org. There you go. So now you have all the info you need. Let's get back to the music and tell us what's next, Frank.
Certainly. What's next is a Yiddish folk song.
Of course.
Yeah.
It's Easter, so we're going to have a Yiddish folk song.
Why not? We started with the Brahms Requiem, which is a very wonderful message of resurrection and hope and healing, and now we go to the Yiddish folk song, which is about everyone being connected in community, everyone being brothers. And actually, I'll warn our audience now, we're going to ask them to join in raising their voices with ours on this number.
Everybody! und Esther.
We're definitely in the mood now. I was we were all dancing in the studio, singing along, and I hope you were shouting out at home as well.
You ought to see Mike do the bottle dance. It was great.
I'm very good at that. Frank, good thing it's radio, right?
Right.
That's right.
All right. Let's go to what's coming up next.
Our next piece is a piece that the Chamber Singers will perform on May 6th. This is a setting of the Ave Maria by a San Francisco-based composer, David Conti, and it is just an exquisite piece of music performed here by Chanticleer.
Chanticleer, one of my personal favorite groups, along with a similar to style to the King Singers out of England, America's Version, I guess you could call them, and along with other groups that we've played frequently on my other program, American Acapella, with GLAAD and groups like that.
Wonderful stuff.
Wonderful things. All right. Well, that was a nice little interlude, and I'm sure you probably have eight guys in your choir that sound just like that.
We're working on it.
Okay, that'll be cool. All right. Dr. Michael, you could do that high part. You could do
that.
No?
Sure.
No.
Yeah. Are you going to bring back that program?
The American
Acapella? Acapella.
Well, if we get enough requests and a sponsorship, we might do it. But right now, it's on a little hiatus. Oh. So thank you for asking. But let's get back to the Mystic River Chorale and Frank's music that he's bringing to us. One more before we take another break.
Certainly. This next piece is really unique. It is by American composer Libby Larson, and it's a movement from her Missa Gaia, Mass for the Earth. And this is ostensibly a Gloria. It's actually a setting of a wonderful poem by the Irish Jesuit poet Gerald Manley Hopkins. Glory be to God for dappled things. It's just great fun.
We will take a listen to that and then take a short break and be back with more of the Mystic River Chorale.
people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
Regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States and Europe, Dr. Michael Sulo is one of the most creative artists of the 21st century. His paintings hang in private collections all over the world and are fast becoming one of the biggest collectibles of our time. Dr. Sulo's gallery is in the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. There he teaches oil painting, sculpture, and fresco painting. Students taking these classes will be introduced by demonstration and hands-on experience to techniques not usually taught in American schools of art. Artists will learn the process used by the masters and explained through step-by-step demonstration. Dr. Sulo is also available for commissions, lectures, and private lessons. Visit his website at drmichaelsuloart.com or call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. We're having a great evening here on this Easter night, spending time with the Mystic River Chorale, and Frank Martignetti is here. He is the director extraordinaire of the chorale, and the president, Dr. Michael Sulo. And Michael has another interesting thing that I found out about him recently. He has a beautiful art studio, so we might want to check that out sometime. We'll tell you about that pretty soon, but it is a beautiful place to visit. In the meantime, we were talking off air during the commercial break about the fact that if you go to their website, which is mysticriverchorale.org, is that correct, Michael?
Yes, mysticriverchorale.org, right.
You will find an opportunity there to become a sponsor of beautiful music and how to keep music alive and well in the area. You can do that by becoming a sponsor and keeping this group going. And that'll be a good thing to do, as well as attending. And we'll give you the details about the upcoming concert in the next break. But right now, Frank, let's get back to some more music that you have for us.
Certainly. As you've seen so far, there's just a wide variety of music on this program. Some stuff I don't have recordings to share with you tonight include folk song from Colombia, folk song from Canada, folk song from Aruba. What we're going to hear now is much more typical choral fare. We're about to hear Fauré's great Cantique de Jean Racine, and it's just a wonderful piece that I find so compelling that in my work with the choirs at University of Bridgeport, I program it every 4 years because every human being deserves a chance to sing this piece.
Thank you.
Well, Michael, another hour has flown by, and we've listened to some great music that Frank has provided for us from lots of different groups, but all pertaining to the upcoming concert, which is going to be when?
On Friday. Friday, not Saturday. Friday, not Sunday. May 6th at 7:30 at the Harkness Chapel at beautiful Conn College.
Okay.
And it's called How Can We Keep From Singing?
How Can We Keep From Singing?
How Can We Keep From Singing?
All right, I got it right now. I messed it up earlier, but we got it now. How Can We Keep From Singing?
And tickets, phone number 860-460-1487. 860-460-1487 are at the web at mysticrivercorral.org.
All right, mysticrivercorral.org. And show your support for all the arts by getting out to some event, but this would be a good one to do. It's just going to be in less than 2 weeks, a week from Friday night, and get down to the beautiful Harkness Chapel and hear the Mystic River Chorale. We have time for a little more music, Frank, but before we have you introduce that, I want to thank you both for being here, again, being part of Conducting Conversations. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Mike.
And thank you, Frank.
Thank you, Mike, for all you do for the arts community here.
Thank you. And let's talk about this last section of music you have for us.
Certainly. We're going to leave you with some music from a concert we did about a year and a half ago in January 2010, where the focus was on love.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. See you next week on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. And by Dr. Michael Zullo Art, regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States. Visit his gallery at the historic Velvet Mills Complex in Stonington, Connecticut. Call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264.